There's been international condemnation of Uganda this week after the government passed an exceptionally harsh anti-LGBTQ law. President Biden called it shameful, and the United Nations Human Rights Office tweeted that the law is draconian and discriminatory and a recipe for systemic violations of the rights of LGBT people. This is one of the toughest anti-gay laws in the world. And it includes the death penalty for people who have same-sex relations with someone who has HIV. Ugandan gay rights activists have sued. One of the plaintiffs is Kasha Jacqueline Nabugesera, who is considered a founding mother of the Ugandan LGBTQ movement. She opened Uganda's first gay bar and organized the country's first pride parade. And she's founder of the human rights group Freedom and Roam Uganda. She's joining us on Skype. Hi, Kasha.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Kasha, tell me about this new anti-LGBTQ law. It's so harsh. Tell us exactly what it criminalizes.
I thank you for doing your research because you basically know almost everything in the bill. But more to add on to what you've said, the law also criminalizes promotion of homosexuality. That entails even you right now speaking to me, giving me a platform to talk about what is happening in Uganda about the LGBT community. So that is promotion of homosexuality. You would be facing 20 years in jail. But it also goes further to criminalize even landlords for renting out their premises to people suspected or perceived to be LGBT. Just this morning, as I talk to you, I'm looking at an eviction letter from one of the community leaders who has been evicted. And these people are in the letter, they say that they're afraid of what the law would do to them if they do not evict him. So, yes, the law goes further to criminalize lots and lots of things, but in the disguise of protecting children and the African values and traditional family. The law also talks about criminalizing consensual same-sex relations with people who have HIV and AIDS. So that is already a hindrance in the fight against HIV. Yeah. Lots of our community members are stopping to go, which we've already seen in the last 2 months. Many are fearing to go for healthcare services because they fear the stigma, but they fear also to be outed as LGBT people who have HIV. Our drop-in centers where our community members have been able in the past to go to access resources and services have all been marked to be closed. It's really a very trying moment for the community. We are going back 10 years ago where we were because this isn't the first time that we are fighting such a law, but this time the law is really more harsh than the previous one. It also consists of the death penalty. A lot of panic in the community. There's a lot of fear. And this is also just going to increase on the mental wellness of the community members. We are seeing an increase of our community members crossing the border into Kenya. And yet we already know that those who are already in Kenya are experiencing also harsh conditions and the environment. It's a very trying moment for us.
I can't even begin to imagine how scary it must be. The death penalty is so extreme, and I wonder, has there been any discussion of how even some of these things would be proven? And I wonder too, because the death penalty has been on the table before in previous legislation, but it's now law, you know, there has been a movement that you're a part of to really push back against this. And I wonder if there's a moment where people are mobilizing right now, or if it's just really reacting to what's happening because the law has gone into effect.
The problem is that this law was never really given public sensitization, so people never really understood the details of the law. And many Ugandans actually support the law without knowing it also affects them. They think it's only affecting LGBT people. So many people are already reacting to the law. We have what they call mob justice. My Twitter handle has been full of too much hatred, how people cannot wait to take the law into their hands if the government does not anything about it. 2 days ago, when the law was signed, a member of the community, trans woman, was mutilated, being undressed on the streets. And if we do not move very, very quickly, they would actually be burnt to death or killed. So it's real, and people are taking the law into their hands. And some people.
I just want to ask you, you said people are being undressed on the streets. Is that to determine their gender?
Yes, I think these are people who have already been known in their communities for a long time. And so now, because of the law, they've been targeted. These videos, unfortunately, are moving around all social media in Uganda. So they're even getting more exposed to other places where they would actually even relocate to. But the mere fact that now these are making grounds on different social media platforms in Uganda, it will even be difficult for them to relocate to another place. So we are seeing that many people are actually already acting upon the law even before it's gazetted.
Is there any way, I mean, I'm imagining not, it sounds like the sentiment is very much against it, but people taking the law into their own hands, Is that allowed to happen? Can you report that to the police?
Of course, it's not allowed. But yes, in some occasions, the police has come to our rescue to save the people from being burnt alive or being stoned. But people are doing this because now they're doing it with impunity, because now they feel that the law is on their side. They can do whatever they want, and this is why we are seeing people burning down houses belonging to LGBT people. And we are seeing people being displaced just without any regard of the law or the contracts they signed with their landlords.
I mean, Kasha, burning down people's houses, stripping people naked in the street, stoning people, all these things you're telling us about is just kind of outrageous. It's hard to believe it's happening.
Every time you get a notification on your phone, your heart skips because you do not know what to expect. Someone is already in hospital right now as I speak, dying, fighting for their lives because they were mutilated. This is a young trans woman. And then another trans woman was undressed on the streets and the videos are making rounds. So a lot is happening. People are being displaced. People are losing their jobs.
So, Kasha, we've also heard that it was American evangelical extremists who came to Uganda and brought the ideas, the seeds, for some of this very harsh anti-gay legislation. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've had a group of American evangelical extremists coming over to Africa, Uganda especially, taking advantage of countries that need resources, but also have very strong African family values. And so Uganda fell culprit of this hatred and homophobia imported from America. Yeah, so it's been so many years and decades of exchange between our legislators and these groups coming from North America, not only US, but also Canada.
Mm. And now we have this very extreme legislation in Uganda that we don't have here in the United States. I'm wondering, you know, what can you and other people in the LGBTQ activist community do? We know you have a lawsuit. What do you hope that lawsuit will do?
The very first thing we want the lawsuit to do is to put an injunction on the implementation of this act, because we are seeing that even if it's already an act of parliament, there are so many wrongdoings, unconstitutional provisions that were not followed by the parliament in passing this act. So we just, at the moment, we want an injunction into the law being implemented.
And will that stop the acts that you're telling us about where people themselves are targeting those who are LGBTQ?
I can't say for sure, but we are hoping it will, because we really need to put a stop to all these mob justices that are happening to our community.
Yeah. You've made it your life work to make things better for LGBTQ people. You're currently in Massachusetts right now. Do you think you can safely go back to Uganda, Kasha?
No, I don't know if safely is the right word to say, but I have a community that I've inspired for so many years and to fight. And so after my program here is done, I'll definitely have to join my community so that we can continue the fight together.
Kasha Jacqueline Nabagesera is considered the founding mother of the Ugandan LGBTQ movement. Thank you so much for joining us, and please stay in touch. Keep telling us what's happening there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.